It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Thursday,
it's almost weekend.
And remember, it's Chinese New Year on Sunday.
Right.
We're inching very close to the year of the snake.
The year of the snake.
And, well, I hope you have plans for the weekend.
None.
That makes the week a little bit more bearable.
In any case, even if you don't have plans, it is the weekend.
Yeah, just
so
relax.
It's going to be nice just to have like a chance to relax.
And for those who have work, well, we feel you.
Well, we don't have work at least this Saturday.
No, we don't. All right, so we've got a top 10 for you today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, my school sucks because... You don't have to name your school. This is just the reason.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be real.
Oh.
Actually, the example that OMGN sent was... my school sucks because English teacher namin si Mahal.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. Why would a school suck? Okay. So, you know what to do. Just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my school sucks because.
All right. It's a Thursday morning and we're going to start things off with, well, we did already with Suit and Tie. People are so happy. That's the first song of the show today. But let's get on with more of the requests. You can send us your request by hashtagging it, RX Request, and you can tag me as well, all right? 6:13 on the clock. Let's do this.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to February 7, 2013. My name is Del. All right, the news. In the official incident report filed by LA Police, Frank Ocean claims he was threatened by Chris Brown and called a gay slur. The documentation was written on the information Ocean gave to police when they arrived following a brawl over a parking space between his and Chris Brown's posse. Ocean told cops Brown said, quote, "We can bust on you too." That's a slang for shooting. He also claimed he was punched by Brown and the rapper's group then entered the fray. At some point, Ocean was called the F word for gay.
Yeah.
I don't think we can say that.
No, we cannot.
Although he could not positively identify who said it. Frank Ocean has since said he has no plans to press charges. He wrote on his Tumblr page, quote, "As a child, I thought if someone jumped me, it would result in me murdering or mutilating a man. But as a man, I'm not a killer. I'm an artist and a modern person. I'll choose sanity. No criminal charges, no civil lawsuit. Forgiveness, albeit difficult, is wisdom. Peace, albeit trite, is what I want in my short life. Peace."
But this is bad. I mean, there is a... Well, you know how it is like with Nicki Minaj? When she said that about Mariah, about...
I could have you killed.
I could shoot you. Yeah. If I had a gun, I'd shoot you. You know, it obviously, in Nicki's case, that was a joke. I mean, you don't want to shoot Mariah Carey. This one, though, it was during a fight. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's not as innocent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he meant it. I really don't. But you know how thugs are when they start talking.
Let's remember, the rappers have all been... They're no stranger to shooting incidents.
Exactly.
To killing each other, to maiming each other.
In the hip-hop world,
yeah,
shooting is not something to be taken lightly.
Well, now it makes more sense. When Frank Ocean's version came out,
yeah,
I think it's really weird that we would... take Frank Ocean's word over Chris Brown's.
Yeah.
No matter how...
It's so easy.
The moment
Frank Ocean says, this is what happened, you're like, okay, so that's what happened.
Yeah, and that just tells you whether right or wrong, because we don't know. We really don't know, unless there was a CCTV camera. This is a hiss. He said, you know? Well, he said, she said.
Yes.
No, but I mean, it really is... It's just weird that we don't trust Chris Brown. That's what it's come to now.
And he said, actually, there's just so many. We could do like an entire day of Chris Brown news.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more news bit where he goes, a day in my shoes is a day in hell.
Yeah.
And then there's something about his Instagram being private already. Something like that. Something connected with all the gulo. And then there's also one where there are reports that he faked his probation with the whole Rihanna beating. So it's possible he never suffered any consequence for beating up Rihanna.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he found a way to
get, you know, like, yeah, fake, a loophole.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
This isn't good.
Well, again, whether true or not,
yeah,
the fact is there is so much bad things around the name Chris Brown. And it's so sad because his music is really, you know, it's something else. It's different from the pack.
It's such a shame.
It's a shame.
But I guess, you know, with genius, there's really a taint of madness. And I guess this is his. With some, it's just weirdness.
Yeah, with him, it's
anger.
It has a violent streak.
For Rihanna, it's the gravitation towards...
Yeah, you know, Chris Brown.
Bad stuff.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the first news update here on the Morning Rush this Thursday. Almost weekend. Almost Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
It's the year of the snake coming in. What are your plans? I don't know.
Right.
With us, nothing.
And the pamahiins. Remember, like, new underwear.
Oh, right. You have to have a lot of round things on your table.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Because remember...
The slippers.
New slippers. They say new slippers, new underwear.
New haircut. Those three things.
Those are the ones that I used to follow.
Ah. Yeah. Well, be that as it may, if you're not going to go through the rituals, at least it's a nice weekend.
Or at least eat tikoy.
We got tikoy. Right.
So you might want to do that. They say it... makes the year sweet because tikoy is sweet, and it keeps the family together.
Together because it's sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, must eat
tikoy.
Tikoy.
Yes.
That's the news.
Ang tikoy malambot.
Yun din ang hula ko. Yeah.
Paglinuto, kasi pag matigas, hindi na masarap.
Okay, oh. That's the news here on the Morning Rush. We have more for you. You just have to lock it in and enjoy. The weird voice of Delamar. I sound like a guy.
And Ahem the Phlegm.
Ahem the Phlegm. All right. You got us until 10 right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Birthday Boy OMGN.
Happy birthday!
Also to Anjali Des. It's
both
their birthdays.
Yes, it's her birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hope you guys have a really great birthday.
February 7th, they would be Aquarius.
Aquarius. Yes.
Mm.
So to Anjali Des and OMGN, hope you have a good day. Here we go. The top 10, my school sucks because... let's start off with... let's see here. Starting off with Alan Agrao. Maraming instructor na bading. Not that there's anything wrong. It's just that yung mga nagtatake advantage.
It's not the being gay that's
no, yeah, it's the taking advantage part.
Yeah, he could be a straight guy and still do the same
thing.
Actually,
when you think about it, it could be a guy or it could
girl.
Be a girl.
Yeah.
Midnight Cree says, kasi konti lang yung nag-participate sa oblation run.
This last year?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That was the year that we were supposed to go.
We were being reserved front row seats
I
by
know,
the...
right?
Don't worry, we will make sure that
this
in
year,
December,
this year,
we have will to, be there.
You have to tell us what date na para we'll block it off. We won't take any gigs.
Talaga ka na, no?
Gave up work, no?
Diba? And also, Blueprint says, my school sucks because it's an exclusively male school. On second thought, marami, parang nagdududa ako kung exclusively male.
Or it, ano?
Never mind.
Natakot.
Never mind, never mind. Too early, too early. Mamaya, mamaya na. Pag medyo, if I...
Warm up ka muna.
If I sum up enough courage.
Okay, sige. And ako si Toot. Because it's an exclusive girls school, bawal maglakad ng dalawa lang kayo. Kasi pagdududahan kayong mag-on.
Oh, I think I know what school this is.
Weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Ever, ever.
Weird?
As in bawal?
Or usually for schools...
Siguro not bawal-bawal, but...
Unspoken bawal.
Unspoken, right.
No, kasi parang it's... If I'm not mistaken, this school is known for... That's not known for, but there, it's just it's pretty rampant, at least at that stage, that relationships are developed. So that's
between girls.
Yeah, between girls.
But
that's
it's so
why.
Weird. What if you're just BFFs?
Oh,
exactly. No, but
and
I
girls
guess...
are really malambing with each other. Even super straight girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But I think it got to the point where, you know, people were concerned about it because literally maybe 85 to 90% of the girls, I swear, of the girls that I know there used to have a relationship.
A girlfriend.
A girlfriend. But, you know, obviously they grow out of it. It's like a phase that they just go through.
No, because it's...
I think you get confused lang.
Baka.
I don't think they're confused. I think kasi diba when you're a teenager, you start to feel things for the opposite sex.
Eh, wala kang ma...
Eh, walang opposite sex.
Eh, di yung medyo mukha na lang opposite sex.
Tapos yung mga pag nanligaw sa'yo, yung the ones who are lesbian.
Parang you'll try it out.
Oh, no, parang, no, but seriously, 85 to 90% of the girls that I know from there... Have had lesbian relationships.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's slip it again? Okay, okay. And
I have to say, when that school is named, parang that's one of the first things.
Meron talagang okay.
Uh-oh.
May ganung factor. And Ren Ren Go Away says, my school sucks because we have math.
That's all schools.
Newsflash, all schools.
Dati, pinapagalitan ako ng math teacher ko. I was in high school. She'd be like, alam mo, ikaw, Kilyamor, parati na lang ha, pag klase ko na, meron kang sakit sa ulo. Parati kang napapaklinik. Bala ka na.
it's not you, it's me.
It's me.
It's the math.
No, but seriously, parang nahalata niya na parang, whoops.
Oh, ito si Camilo. My school sucks because ang Filipino teacher namin, si Del, walang credibility.
Buti, dapat Philippine history.
Wala
credibility.
Why the mahimik kayo? Ang galing-galing ko pag Tagalog.
Buti ko ano.
Kung... That's right, diba you were a history major?
Yeah. Major?
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 History major?
And,
but being a history...
Para mo akong ginawang PE teacher. Ganun.
Huh?
Para mo akong ginawang PE teacher.
Kung ako naging history teacher?
Oo. Hindi, kung ikaw naging Filipino teacher.
I don't get it.
PE.
Parang hindi credible na PE
teacher.
Oh, since you brought it up, Shuffle says, kasi yung PE teacher namin obese.
So yeah, parang, I mean, that's
how
weird.
Do you trust his or her parang...
No, but you know what you'd be surprised with? There are instructors who aren't, like...
They're not batak.
Yeah, but they know how to...
It's parang they know what to do.
They
it's just
don't
that they can't do it.
Pero kasi there's a difference. Remember in Glee, the lady who looks like a guy.
Yeah.
And also
si Beast.
Si Beast and also the one that Emma was supposed to marry.
Mm.
Right.
The coach. The coach.
Yeah.
But they're all big.
Right, right.
Pero they're not like the kind of big that you feel
it's
is
big
sedentary.
And it's fat and muscle.
Parang ganun.
Parang there used to be muscle there.
Right.
Natabunan na lang ng fat.
Yeah.
And also, Mad Matt Mark says, required ang ballroom dancing sa PE namin. All boys school kami.
Mm.
That is weird.
That is kind of weird.
That
is weird.
Ballroom dancing.
And you're all boys. How?
Ladies, gentlemen, our first lesson for the day.
Pwede mo mag-summer classes dyan.
The tango. Tapos may roast pa kayo, diba?
Darant.
Darant. Darant. Darant.
Diba? It's gonna be so strange.
It's so weird.
That is really weird.
Okay. Bryn Dune says, the professors would ask us if we want extra points to like a photo on Facebook.
Ano ba?
Ano ba? That's so weird. Kiko Monster says, kasi si Madam Auring ang professor namin, hinuhulaan lang niya yung grade. Avria Chocolat says, my math professor, ang lecture niya, 1 plus 1. Pero yung exam namin, cosine x minus y plus 2a. Yung, the lecture was just this.
Simple,
this.
But
the test.
The test was like much more difficult than what she taught.
I wonder if you can complain, no?
Diba? And the entry that caps off the bottom half. Of the top 10, my school sucks because... comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
true story. Wala kaming yearbook. Wala rin kaming grad pic. Kasi walang nag-ayos dahil nakalimutan. Everybody just like forgot.
How can you forget that?
That there was supposed to be a yearbook. And at the end of it, it's like, ba't wala tayong yearbook? Ay, oo nga, no? Nobody remembered.
Oh, wow.
That is the
strangest
thing.
Well, my school never had. I mean, we only the younger batches had it. I mean, we didn't have it all throughout the years.
But because, you know, as a policy.
It's not really because
nakalimutan lang nung...
Right.
Usually there's somebody in charge,
in charge. Or the teachers.
Kasi kami, we were in charge. I mean the write-ups.
Right.
So, you will not forget it because you have deadlines. At the start of the year, you have deadlines of when to submit.
But if I'm not mistaken, the yearbook for our school only happened... my batch and the lower ones, and then just a couple of batches before.
Yeah.
Before that, there was nothing.
Yeah. And I remember my role was to make write-ups for all my classmates.
Yikes.
And it's so weird because some of them I don't really know, so I don't know what to write about them. I had to like go up to them and go, what are your hobbies? What do you like?
Oh, we are done. There's no grad pick. There's no...
Nothing at all.
Okay.
So if you want to join us for the top 10, my school sucks because, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my school sucks because...
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part 2.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Para no worries, diba? Monster Radio RX 93.1.
No, you really should. Yeah. Take Nestle Active V. Para no worries.
Yeah. Saka, we're staying in a hotel, in a really nice hotel. So, favorite ko yung...
Ikaw na, social.
Favorite ko yung breakfast buffet nila doon. Of all. That I remember, ha? Of all.
Ah, Shangri-La to.
Yun.
Alam na. Oh.
Ever,
sino,
ever.
Sino kasama mo?
Tapos, here we go.
Ayun, alam na. So, kung nasa Cebu ka, tapos nasa Shangri-La ka.
You know what to do.
You know what to do.
Let's do.
Alam ko pwede kang mag day trip lang dun eh, yung mag-swim ka lang.
Yeah.
Without even having to check in and all.
With their man-made beach.
So to everybody who's in Cebu.
Man-made ba yun?
Yeah. Shangri-La Mactan?
I've never been to.
You want to go whale spotting in Cebu? You don't even have to go as far as Oslo.
Really?
All you have to do is go to Shangri-La Mactan.
Really, really?
Yes, really.
Shangri-La Mactan, room ganyan. West wing. May mga ganun.
Hindi.
Ang laki talaga nun eh. The hotel is huge.
And it's beautiful.
Huge.
Yeah. Tsaka you have a feeling you're so luxurious and rich. And diba, the minute you go to...
I don't know. I feel normal lang.
parang kwarto ko lang siya.
Parang kwarto lang yung pink.
Ganon.
What if nga, no? Ganun yung kwarto mo. Tas that's your view also.
Oh my God.
Imagine overlooking that.
Sorry na.
Man.
Diba na?
They crazy. Them Shang peeps.
Birthday boy, OMGN. Thank you to you for our topic for today. The top 10, my school sucks because... Let's start off with Camilo. Let's start off with GC. Kasi walang Starbucks sa loob. Meron ba na may Starbucks sa loob?
I think meron. I think one of the...
Really?
Wala ba?
Ang saucy naman.
Well, I was thinking maybe La Salle, no? Ay, hindi. No, cannot be.
Starbucks sa loob?
Oo.
Well, no, not loob. Labas. I'm not sure with you,
MP. Yeah, to the left. I mean, if you're facing the... There's a Starbucks.
To the right.
right?
Of Lasal. Because
I mean, if you're on Lasal, you're not. Facing,
if you're on Lasal, like literally inside Lasal, when you go out going towards Taft,
it's on your right.
It's on your right.
Turn right.
And then, where else? UP ba wala? Wala, no?
Wala.
Wala.
I don't think
it's inside. Never inside.
I don't think inside.
Sa Katipunan.
Because even Ateneo is outside. UANP is also outside. But they have a couple of... Oh, sa bagay. I don't know if maybe they have like a...
Stall.
A stall.
Yung mga kiosk.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because they also feature those in weddings.
Yeah.
Some weddings have that.
Some weddings have the Starbucks stalls.
And Alana Grau says, valedictoria namin, kapitbahay ng principal. Malay mo naman, matalino siya talaga.
Baka naman. Yeah, I don't think naman just because you're the neighbor diba? Of the principal.
Chenong says, kasi yung school namin runs along a major body of water, yung Espanya River.
River ang Espanya.
River ang Espanya.
Hindi siya street.
Eh,
river.
Kasi naman talaga. It's like unbelievable. And but, they said they can't fix it.
At saka they put the holes in the ground already.
Oh, but they can't fix it.
Why can't they fix it? Is it...
It has something to do with parang the...
It's a very low part of the city.
Saka they... If you're from USD, I can't remember.
Kasi
something to do with the old structures.
I got so surprised along Espanya. Hmm. You would see talaga the holes in the ground. They're not even gutters. Talagang may butas dun sa
to drain the water.
To drain the water. So apparently to no avail.
Sorry, on a side note, Jairo Kaya who just says Ateneo has a Figaro inside.
Wow.
Wow naman.
Saya naman nun.
Well, we used to have a subway in UANP.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and Ageson says, yung kahit teacher ka na, teacher mo pa rin yung mga co-teacher mo. Pero sa masters.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah. If you're a young teacher.
Yeah. In UP, diba?
You can hear on your first year, second year.
Yeah, instructor ka pa lang.
Instructor, yun, there you go. Brindun says, yung mas malakas pa yung tilansik ng ihi ko kaysa sa water dispenser.
But that's true. Sometimes
true.
I don't get it.
And when that happens, the students tend to put their mouths
into
on the spout. Kasi mahina eh, diba? So, parang you don't wanna...
Tapos all-boys school kayo?
You shouldn't let your mouth touch the spigot.
I know.
Unless it's like a Great Expectations moment.
Oh, sige.
Diba? With Gwyneth Paltrow. Pero sana... Eh, pero kung all-boys school ka rin.
Mad Matt Mark says, they won't let my PA take down notes.
Nox.
My PA!
Stupid school.
But you remember the time when, like, everybody wanted to bring, like, parang everybody was daydreaming about, you know, having laptops in school.
And now it's...
And now it's a reality. Some people actually have their books on the iPad.
At saka sabi nila, they don't take notes.
Yeah.
They type.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Lasal, don't quote me on this, but I think Lasal has... an option where you don't buy books anymore. It's just all on iPad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's nice.
Lasal nga yata yon.
Yung nag-require na ng ibang students?
No,
or requirement ba siya? Or parang like...
I think parang something about iPads and how it's now their book.
Yeah.
And, I mean... thank you to Sharon. Lasal has Coffee Bean and tea leaf. Inside the campus.
DLSU?
DLSU.
Okay.
Wow.
But imagine, and like, I was so amazed that when I was in college, the first year, everybody had their laptops already. It was
really?
The start of, like, you know...
The revolution
that everybody was just, you know, on a laptop and I had, like, my old Corona notebook.
Yeah.
And did I remember, the only ones who used to have laptops are the CEOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, that was an entry. In their school, it's now required.
To have a
you
laptop?
You have to have a laptop.
Yeah.
You can't you can't enroll unless you have a laptop.
Isn't that discriminatory?
Okay, apparently in Lasal, a tablet is required.
Yun eh, kasi baka... Kasi alam ko, in my high school...
Lasal?
It eventually... I don't know if it's already in place, but you will be given. It's part of the tuition.
Mm.
So that...
Wow!
So technically, hindi na
no, but
siya,
I mean, obviously, you still pay for it.
You still pay for it.
But still,
yeah.
I mean, how saucy is
but
that?
Imagine then kasi the amount of paper that you save.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for the environment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and you know, just trash all over. I mean, obviously, it's still a different feel when you have a book in your hand, but Apparently, even St. Paul uses iPads now as a substitute.
Yeah, grabe,
sa siya. Nung time kasi ni Chico, ano ba? Requirement ang papiros.
Ibang tablet.
Requirement
ang papiros. Yung parang kay Moses.
Kay Moses. Bring your tablets. Rintun says, yung naka-jogging pants yung mga babae sa PE. So it's no fun.
Oh, kami.
Yeah.
Kasi Christian school.
Hindi shorts.
Meron bang nag-allow ng shorts for girls? Parang most of the schools that I see,
jogging pants
talaga. Oh, except okay. For like Brent. Because Brent does amazing uniforms.
Yeah. Mm. And Alan Agrao says, dekorasyon lang sa dingding ang aircon.
Yeah. It's
kasi
not
wala
working. Namang
gumagana. Yeah. Madmat Mark says, sa canteen namin, doon lang ako nakakita na nagbebenta ng sizzling gravy with a side dish na pork chop.
Sadaming gravy.
Sadaming gravy.
Wait, pero hindi ah. People used to live on gravy alone. Yeah. Gravy tsaka kanin. Me too. Really
gravy
you?
Gravy and kanin, yeah.
But you're rich.
No, but they didn't give me baon.
Oh, poor little rich boy.
So I didn't have...
poor little rich girl.
Poor little rich girl.
Kasi I had baon like from the house. So
you brought your own food.
So whatever little money I had, I could only afford yung Java rice with gravy. That was my snack.
Wala kayo nung sharing.
I know.
I don't know if because OMGN is, I don't know if I should mention his school.
Well, don't mention the school.
Okay, don't mention the school, especially today. But we went to the same school. And we used to have this thing called sharing. Na parang two students would partner up and then have one ulam, share that. And then obviously split the cost also. Tapos kasi one ulam was like 40 pesos. Tapos kanin 5 pesos, 5 pesos. So parang 25 pesos lang yung gagamitin mo.
I guess you could just do that. I mean, it doesn't have to be an official
ako
sharing
tipid,
thing.
My tipid mode in high school was to eat vegetables.
Ew.
Vegetables with rice. Because it was cheaper.
It was cheaper.
E palagi upo. You know, yung upo na.
It's so bland.
Uh-huh.
Tipid mode ko nun. Tortillas, isang pack. So that was like 5 pesos.
Yikes.
That's junk food.
And then one cup of Coke, which is also 5 pesos.
Some schools have banned those na.
Really?
They don't sell junk food.
It follows, I think it follows like the US and yeah. I think the UK was the first one.
So even if you wanted to, it's not available. No chips allowed.
That's... Did you see Jamie Oliver?
Yeah.
That's his, like, his cause.
To improve
to improve food, the in food in cafeteria. In schools. Yeah, our cafeteria food wasn't exactly very amazing. Nakatawa nun. Parang, kunwari, mami. Spaghetti today. Bukas, mami na siya. Tapos bukas, sopas na. Alam mo yung ganun.
But it's the same noodle.
Parang feeling namin the same noodle.
Uod says, sa biking club namin, bawal gumamit ng bike kasi delikado raw.
What?
So why would you have a biking club?
I know.
Diba? Ang labo. And the top, my school sucks because comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
chemistry teacher namin, si Sherry Hill, tuwing mali ang solution sa beaker, tinatapon niya sa mukha namin.
Paano kung ano yung hydrochloric acid?
Diba? Tapos meron pa siyang speech lagi. You're nothing.
But a second rate. Trying hard.
Chemist.
Chemistry student.
Tapos sabay saboy.
Puro ka chemist.
Diba? So if you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My School Sucks Because.
Hey, quick, what's up to Nikki Cruz? She's student. Hi, Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, 7:11 on the clock. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for the news again here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. I'll give it to you. If a new report from Life and Style Weekly magazine has any truth to it, Justin Bieber and Rihanna might have more in common than their love of tattoos. Life and Style reports that the real reason Selena Gomez broke up with the pop star is because she recently found out that her boyfriend and Rihanna have been doing the horizontal bop behind her back. What? A friend of Justin and Selena's tells Life and Style the news has devastated Selena. Justin and Rihanna were spotted sitting next to each other and flirting at a Los Angeles Lakers basketball game back in February 2011, which is when they began hooking up. That's according to the anonymous source. But Bieber's infatuation with the Behan singer goes back further than that. During an appearance on Chelsea Handler's talk show, Chelsea Lately in 2009, Bieber, then just 15, told the host that he had a crush on Rihanna. He said, quote, "Yeah, I asked her out. It didn't go well since I'm not with her. I asked her out and she was basically like, 'You're too young,'" unquote. A month later, Justin and Rihanna were at the Vivo video launch party, where Justin told E! News he was elated that his crush kissed him on the cheek. Later that year, Us Magazine reported that Justin flashed Rihanna his abs during a dinner with record executive L.A. Reid in Manhattan. Quote, "Justin Bieber just flashed me his abs in the middle of a restaurant," an impressive Rihanna tweeted, and then also tweeted, "Wow, he actually had a little six-pack. Sexy, LOL."
Naku, yung mga LOL na yan. Sexy, lol.
Nagamit mo na ba yan dati?
Well, hindi, pero yung lolo.
Lolo.
No, pero like, I don't think it's so far off because they were just flirting lang naman. But I don't think it's the reason they split up. I don't owe naman yun.
It's probably not
she's
the
so
reason.
She's so much older.
But this is... really, Bieber?
Wait, what do you disbelieve? That they had broken up because of it?
Because of. I mean, I think there was some flirtation that eventually... Because it's cute. There's this little kid who has a crush on me.
And that's how they started out.
That's how they started out. But then as they get older, they stop being kids and they become young men. Hmm. And obviously, you reach an age where puede na. So, but I don't think so. I mean, I think Rihanna really likes some like really bad boys.
And I don't think Bieber can handle
parang Bieber
Rihanna.
Is parang bad boy light.
Bad boy wannabe.
Uh-oh, parang he's
bad
trying.
Bad boy light.
Pero not yet. Not yet. So, I don't...
Dalo ako naggulpihan sila ni Chris Brown. Obviously naman. Alam diba? Na natin kung sino
baka siya gumulpi kay Justin. Kasi she's so like badass. And then Justin is a nice boy na trying to
and
be...
And he looks frail.
He looks frail.
Next to Rihanna.
Even with his six-pack abs.
Yeah. And then in fairness, you know, he's becoming like a young man. Pero I don't think
not
so.
Not yet.
I don't think Rihanna would go for that.
Well, who knows?
I mean, to the point na mag-split sila because, you know, they're having an affair or something.
And besides, I think Rihanna's really, like, ridiculously in love with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Like, head over... You know, one of those crazy kind of loves?
Uh-huh.
Like the Bonnie and Clyde sort of...
Like the I love the way you lie
like,
kind
the
of...
The way you lie, exactly. So
kind of love.
But it doesn't preclude him. I mean, it doesn't preclude her doing something with Justin.
You think? That's mind-blowing.
Because I would...
I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
It would probably be something like, you know...
Random hookup.
Maybe, because... And also because there's such celebrities. They say that most celebrities do that with each other because
it's
the currency. It's like, you're a celebrity, I'm a celebrity, let's hook up.
Why not? Yeah.
At saka parang you're the only one who wouldn't want my fame because you already have your own.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's possible, I think. But is it probable? That's the question.
No, I think it's possible that they would hook up but not be together.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's enough for a girlfriend.
And that's enough for Selena.
For
Selena.
Especially with Selena who's so young. Mm-hmm. Diba? Wala pa sila nung parang, hayaan mo na yan. You know, boys will be boys. Wala pang ganun yung young girls eh. For them, it's like, no!
It You're has mine.
To be, yeah, you have to be with me and nobody else.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Well, in this day and age.
Okay.
In this day and age. You know how like
that. News, though.
Basta sa'yo umuwi. Yung mga ganun.
Yeah, the if I were a boy kind of.
Diba?
Yeah.
Yung, ano ka na, okay ka na, basta sa'yo umuwi.
But this is shocking news, though.
This is shocking.
There you go.
Enough that publication.
Yeah, Lifestyle Weekly would do it.
Would actually talk about it.
That's the news. You're on the Morning Rush, the second one today. We'll have more for you as you enjoy the music that you requested right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. We've got the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10 My School Sucks Because. Let's start off with Ilad Villanueva. Lagi akong nauubusan ng paninda sa tray namin kasi alphabetical order ang pagbili ng food. That's weird.
Oh,
I've never heard of
weird.
That. Why would you do that alphabetically? Losa Laguban says, money is a language there. Well,
In their school?
In their school.
You know how sometimes like they have the raffle tickets?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yung parang you if you sell 10 raffle tickets, you get a perfect score in a quiz.
Yeah, sometimes.
Should that even be part of it?
Shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah. It shouldn't be allowed.
Shouldn't be allowed, but you know, it happens.
Unless it's sales and marketing that you're studying.
That's actually true.
But let's say for high school.
No, because usually that happens high school. Eh? High school and grade school, na parang, they'll give you like 100. And sometimes it's mandated that you sell the tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, I don't think that's supposed to be the case.
Because
parang, what if you don't have anyone to sell to? What if you're not interested in selling the tickets? You have to end up paying for it. As in, literally,
but
that's...
What is it for? What do you sell it for? Is there like a cause?
No, like, kunwari, parang...
It's a fundraiser.
A fundraiser.
Usually
but even if it is
ticket.
A fundraiser, it should never be... it should never be an obligation. Like, you shouldn't have to... Because I remember this, and apparently they would give you, parang kunwari, 100 tickets. 100 raffle tickets, parang ganun. And then you'd have to sell the raffle tickets for like 10 pesos each.
Yeah.
And if you didn't sell them, you'd have to pay for them. Because it's considered yours.
Considered so.
So diba, parang, what if you don't have friends? What if you don't have anyone to sell to? You have to come up with $1,000.
So what does that have to do with learning?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a fundraiser for the school.
You can justify it as like social skills or whatever, but... I don't think that should be the case.
And that guy Mark X says, "Merong backdoor pero hindi naman pwede pasukan. Late ka na, kailangan mo pa rin umikot sa main entrance." Well, you have to centralize that.
Yeah.
And Jep Spotted says, "They make fun of that canteen lady who happens to be my mom."
Aww.
That's Glee.
Yeah, diba?
That's from Glee.
Oh, it is?
Glee. Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen Glee in a while, so. Who is the...
It's the new girl.
Okay.
I mean, the new character. The brunette one, I forget what her name is.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
She's really beautiful. And she can really dance. Like Britney.
All right. Yeah. Well, Britney's amazing.
Yeah. Because mostly, like, Rachel tries, but she's not that
good of a...
she's really
not a dancer.
Although in the new series, she's taking dance lessons in under Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson's in Glee? Really?
Kate Hudson, yep.
Well, Harry Shum, obviously.
Huh?
Harry Shum, obviously, is dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Asian guy.
Yeah. And also, Gabby Sarap, yung prof namin may multiple personality disorder. Teacher siya one time, tapos maya-maya tindera na ng turon. It is true. Madmut Mark says, pag ang PE ay swimming... Lagi akong nawawala ng grief pagkatapos ng class. Nagkakaagawan eh. Mr. Simpaul says, pinagtatanim kami buong sem ng kung ano-anong gulay at pruta sa garden. Tapos, after the sem, makikita mo si teacher, ang laki ng kita sa palengke. Ang daya. And also from Dine Girl, yung ID namin hindi nakalaminate. Kanya-kanyang balot ng plastic.
Weird.
Oh, Jej.
Yeah.
Chenong says, "Ang daming temptation sa labas. HEPA mode lagi pag uwian na sa dami ng street food." Some schools disallow a certain a distance from the school. You can't be like too
a
near.
A vendor too close.
Right.
Yeah. But you have to be like at least a block away.
That was one of the best things about growing up for me. The street food.
Yeah, it's fun food.
Sana lang they could they could regulate it in a way na parang
or may quality control.
May quality control, yeah. Kahit
sure
papaano.
It's not filled with germs or...
I don't even know if they have licenses and stuff like that.
I don't think they do.
Most of them don't.
Right.
I'm pretty sure of that.
As in, there was this... I don't know if I told you guys about this before, but in Cebu, there was a waffle vendor outside of the school. And, you know, he was kind of old already. But little did I know, because my mom and I went to the same school in Cebu, that when she was in grade school...
He was already
there. That waffle vendor was already there. And then when my mom came back, she was like... Oh my God, he hasn't changed. And he still looked the same though. So wow. It's kind of creepy.
Right.
Because like obviously there's a huge age gap between me and my mom. Pero
oh
parang,
no, nagutom tuloy ako.
Maybe they're enchanted waffles.
Or the enchanted... And he's so nice. Like, he'll just give you waffles sometimes. Without even having to pay for
dog.
It. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And they have waffles with caramel syrup and whipped cream.
Wow.
And butter.
Oh, Anna, there are savory waffles.
Yeah.
And then they are like...
Diba? Savory.
And sweet...
Savory.
Diba? And,
Hi to Yael. Who goes, baka si God yun.
Hindi kasi diba parang
yung parang sa Bruce Almighty na he's just like some dude with a cardboard.
That was mabait, an affable old man who's always just around.
Who kind of looks like a bomb, yung mga ganun.
Or who looks like a Morgan Freeman. He's always God.
Diba? Has he been God anywhere else?
No, I don't think so. Pero parang siya yung
God, President.
Parang ganun. Like he's always like some figure of
before
authority.
Before si George Burns. For Oh God. Who's oh George God Burns?
You don't know who George... Well, he's super duper duper old. When he died in the 80s, he was what? 101?
Yeah. It was a big deal of him reaching 100.
Yeah.
At the time, it was like parang George. It's a countdown to 100.
He's so funny. I remember,
he's so funny. Deadpan funny.
Right. I remember when I was young, like
him.
Yeah. I remember like laughing uncontrollably at his jokes.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a
super funny
God person.
That's what makes it funny. Because he looks like this. He wasn't supposed to be like.
Parang ganon yung voice niya. Parang
yeah.
I remember there was an interview. Dustin Hoffman was being asked by, was it Jay Leno or Conan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jay Leno. Like, do you have a story about George Burns? And he said, when George Burns was asked, when he turned 90, he was asked, do you still have sex?
Yeah.
At age 90? And how? George Burns says, it's like playing billiards with a rope.
but it's so sad, but it's so funny. So,
and it's so graphic. You understand exactly what, without being green.
Galing, galing. And what do you call this? It was a huge blockbuster hit.
Yeah, oh God.
The series.
Chaka 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3. And also, Poklong says, ang dami kasing pabida tsaka epal na mga klase. Di ba nila alam na ako lang dapat ang favorite ni teacher?
Okay.
Were you a teacher's pet? You were, no?
Some. Pag mga English. Pag math, they hated me.
Depends were you ever a teacher's pet, though?
Not pet in the way that you think. But I remember we had a teacher.
You were the teacher's pet peeve.
No, she. Alam mo yung when a teacher knows that you're intelligent.
Yeah.
And she tries not to give you special favors.
Right.
But when nobody can answer anything, she'll
looks
ask
at you. Yeah.
I think it's that. If you excel, because I doubt if merong teacher's pet na palpak dun sa subject.
Ako. I really think that the only reason I was a teacher's pet was because I was a cute kid.
That can happen.
Because I wasn't exactly like, you know, an academic genius. IQ, siguro, pero not academically. Like, I would always be like, underachiever, blah, blah, blah.
IQ, siguro.
Oh. That's my panglaban card.
And also from Brindune, may subject kami, analjong.
Huh?
Analytical geometry. That's how they call it. Kyle Ligayahan Mo says, yung teacher mo sa culinary si Madam Oring, kaya lahat ng recipes maasim. And ito, true story. Also from Kyle Ligayahan Mo. One day, humingi kami ng tulong sa thesis advisor namin. Alam mo ang sagot niya? Kaya niyo na yan!
Ano ba?
As in,
really?
Diba?
Weird! Hey, thank you to everybody who said it's Marley. That's the name of the new girl.
Oh, Marley.
Oh, from Glee.
Yeah, she's really beautiful and thin, but her mom is the canteen lady who's really, really huge.
And they're making fun of her.
Mm.
And that guy marked X says, may barcode ang ID namin, pero wala naman kaming barcode scanner.
Labo.
So, ano yun? I mean, right? What point?
Para effect
lang. What's the point? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, my school sucks because, comes from Dwayne B.
He says,
Co-ed yung school namin, so may mga babae. Buisit. Meron pa siya. Bawal ako mag-CR sa girls' comfort room. Hassle. Tapos meron ding, pag CAT, bawal mag-lip gloss. Kainis.
Ang dami niyan. It's a series.
Pero dapat pwede yun, ha? Lip gloss.
Siguro,
hindi, baka yung super duper glossy.
No, not lip gloss.
Yung lip balm.
Like chapstick, lip balm. Kasi pag sabi mo
lip
gloss.
Oh yeah, there's a difference pala, no? Yun yung parang may
yung super shiny. Oh,
kumikinang-kinang.
I don't think so. That's too much for C80 naman. So, the top 10, my school sucks because, if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my school sucks because.
This is RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 3.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN. The top 10, my school sucks because. Let's start off with Ilad Villanueva. My school sucks because sapilitan ang film showing. Kahit ilang beses mo nang napanood ang Lion King.
Kami nun Mary Poppins. Tsaka Clash of the Titans, the really old one.
The Yeah,
I think that was from like the 80s one. Yeah.
Why,
as in, paulit-ulit. I don't know.
Why do schools do that?
I know. It's not even
is it
educational.
Education?
No, it isn't.
Diba?
No, I mean, I guess Clash of the Titans because it's like mythology or whatever.
But a lot of it is wrong, eh.
Actually, that's true.
I mean, once you've watched it, if you've watched it once, why do it over and over?
And Mary Poppins. Really? Like in high school? I mean, I would understand if it was in grade school because it's like, oh, hey, Mary Poppins. But once you're in high school, you're just like, oh. And this is just a chance for you to sleep, which nobody does anyway because you're not allowed to.
Baka feeling ko it's that. Parang the teachers want some downtime.
So, sana naman they just
picked like a nicer movie. Like, or, I mean, even if it's something like educational, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's like an educational film out there. Like,
siguro what they have.
Like art films. Diba? Why don't they just group show an art film?
Why not?
Why not, diba?
Why not?
And the quality's not very good, diba? Kasi parang projector lang
oh,
siya.
Eh ngayon naman may mga HD projector na. So, diba, imagine watching an art film in HD with, you know, all of your schoolmates.
Oh my gosh.
Awkward.
Diba? Wouldn't know what to do.
I would.
And Leify says, yung konting ambon lang, South China Sea na ang peg. No, that's Renren Go Away. No, actually, no.
Really?
They mentioned another school. Tapos yung UST daw, Pacific Ocean. So, ito South China Sea.
Siguro kasi Manila is lower talaga.
Yeah, like a valley.
Yeah. Tsaka diba anything near the coast is lower.
That's why that became the ocean. Because that's where the water tended to, you know.
Like, for example, New York.
They say...
Diba, California.
It's one of the states that's actually... No, cities.
Cities. Even,
that could sink in case of...
For the... What's that? New York is East Coast. Mm-hmm. West Coast, it's California. They say it's really... Parang...
That it's sinking.
It's the same for us. Because, diba, Manila is where people used to... It used to be... Even now, it's a port.
And it's very near Ross Boulevard, which is where the coast is.
And where the piers are.
Yeah.
Diba?
I've seen pictures of Ross Boulevard na beach.
Oh, wow. What a treat.
My college classmates' parents had a picture. And I was like, oh, anong beach yan? Ang cute. And like, that's Ross Boulevard.
Can you imagine?
Ross Boulevard as a beach?
And they had it like, alam mo yung typical beach umbrella. Tapos her mom was in a bathing suit na one
piece. It used to be clean.
I saw lang a photo of Boracay without all of the resorts.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like parang one, like, Nipa hut.
Beach lang talaga.
Uh-oh. You know what I really want to see clean, though? Like, Pasig River. But there they have photos, or at least, I don't know if they have photos, but like, there was a time that it was so, like,
paintings.
Clean. And
kids used to swim there.
Swim there. Well,
naglalaba.
Now pa rin naman.
I know. That's the sad part. Mr. Simpol says, kapag ang honor roll ng school niyo, yung isa anak ng PTA officer, isa anak ni mayor, isa pamangkin ng principal. And let's see here. Brindun says, pinapakanta ka ng national anthem, alma mater at foundation song sa iba't ibang room pag late. That's their punishment. Humiliation.
Did you guys have punishment for being late before?
No. Well,
also
because... It's your punishment. I mean, punishment nyo sa grade. You'll have a very low grade sa tardiness.
I think
the punishment thing is more rampant in public schools.
I think so. Kasi, the only punishment for you is that if you're running for honors, you won't.
Bababa yung grades mo.
Parang ganun.
Well, I never had that problem.
Kasi what can you do, diba? You're just late, so...
Because they would have punishments for latecomers before na they would make them stand on the field. For like an hour.
None of those.
Well, also because I think with me, especially in high school, I was almost never late. I really loved going to school early.
Yeah.
Kasi parang...
Doon yung daldalan eh.
Daldalan. Tapos you can just relax. I didn't know that some people actually like that. I have a friend who likes that. He goes to school at 6. He's
so
already
he can chill,
there.
Yeah.
And Kiko Monster says, my school sucks because tinutokso ako lagi ng tropa ko sa hindi ko naman crush. Asar, sobra, as in,
I guess he's
Vin Sama says, my school sucks kasi wala silang helipad. So I have to skydive pa to my classes.
Nox.
Imagine going to school like that though, no?
One of our former jocks, diba?
Yeah.
Ay, ay. I had heard
flies,
about the story.
Helicopters and planes.
Right.
Mash Plutonium says, may mga teachers na taon-taon may legacy project. Electric fan at cabinet. Na taon-taon din, nawawala. Tsaka legacy project, tas electric fan at cabinet. Parang,
What's a legacy project?
Like a legacy project. Something that you want to leave behind to the future generation.
Right.
So it would be nice if it's like something grand naman. Like, I don't know, a new classroom or something like
something
that.
Something big.
Like a legacy project.
Or a desk.
Tapos yung pala electric fan at cabinet. Di ba nang...
You have a feeling inuwi nila.
Inuwi nila. Baka ginamit na sa bahay.
Parang kinuha
nila naman yung cabinet. Actually, yung cabinet pwede pa eh. Kasi it's like furniture that's kind of hard to move.
Yeah. Yung parang kinuha nila yung bago. Tapos
diba?
Yung luma, yun ang dinala nila sa ano.
So every year may bago silang desk.
May nakaukit pa na Why initials
may bagong ano, cabinet.
And the top entry... My school sucks because comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
my school sucks because it's not co-ed. Wala tuloy akong maharot. .. Unless lasing. In that case, pwede na rin.
Ay,
nako.
Ay, Camilo.
Ay, nako. All right. So, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, my school sucks because... just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include
Rush.
Hashtag
the
Morning Rush and hashtag
the requests
my
in a bit. For now, the news is Beyonce Knowles can't seem to leave the house without catching flack for somebody these days. First, the singer was criticized last month for her less-than-live performance of the national anthem at Barack Obama's inauguration. Now, Knowles has attracted the ire of animal rights group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, for wearing leather during her halftime performance at Sunday's Super Bowl. According to the New York Post, Knowles' outfit, which was conceived by New York designer Ruben Singer, consisted of a cropped leather motorcycle matched with a leather bodysuit made with strips of python and iguana. Knowles' use of all that animal hide, surprisingly, did not sit well with PETA, who accused the singer of being out of touch with shifting fashion trends. Quote, "We would take a bet that if Beyonce watched our video exposés, she'd probably not want to be seen again in anything made of snakes, lizards, rabbits, or other animals who died painfully. Today's fashions are trending toward humane vegan options, and Beyonce's Super Bowl outfit missed the mark on that score."
Yeah, they're always on the lookout. Janet Jackson, Lady Gaga, anything that uses animal hide.
Well, what if those the hide that is made for, let's say, made into something, came from, let's say, rabbit that's already been butchered,
or an already dead animal,
or for consumption? Would PETA?
Because
it's
faux.
The industry.
There's faux already. There's faux fur, faux leather. It looks exactly the same. You wouldn't.
Faux fur.
But
yeah,
faux fur. Yeah.
Yeah.
But wait, so they would still. They would still not like it because...
Because remember, they don't like the whole idea of...
Using animal
for
hide.
Food.
Oh, for food.
Yeah, like for instance, like certain... Sometimes they get on the cases of certain
food
companies.
Chains, yeah.
Because the way those
animals
get to your plate,
yeah.
It's very interesting.
But when you're Beyonce, or somebody as big as Beyonce,
everybody's
you're bound
looking
to piss off someone.
Mm-hmm.
You're bound to piss off someone. I mean, with the amount of attention that's on you
and the Super Bowl,
yeah,
everyone's watching you, the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder what Beyonce would, how she would respond.
she's like one issue after another.
I know. I've been checking her Instagram just to check, you know, what she's been posting. But she's all like positive.
Yeah.
In her Instagram. It's at Batty Bay.
Yeah. Mm. And her world tour is a Mrs. Carter world tour.
Oh, she's Mrs. Yeah. Carter now.
That's how she calls it.
That is the news, the third one today here on the show. We got you until 10, so stick with us here on Monster Radio RX
93.1. Monster Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to OMGN for suggesting this. The top 10, my school sucks because, starting off with Jagger G, weekend nga, tambak naman ang assignment.
Mm,
so, baliwala rin yung weekend.
So, parang baliwala rin. Actually, di ba? Parang... Well, they say kasi that's discipline supposedly for work. That eventually, even when you have a weekend, you still work.
Di ba? Parang, okay. Tapos before you know it, Monday na naman.
But I remember there was somebody... I think there was a time when people were actually contesting this, that homework shouldn't have to be done anymore.
Actually, there are debates about whether homework is actually good or not.
Yeah.
Parang just make them work hard in school.
In school, but and outside of it.
Outside, parang, what's the point, diba? There's rest time.
Exactly.
Gandave says, we have a prof noon. Cancel the highest long test ang policy niya. If I understand this right, yung parang, you take out the highest grade. Yung parang sa Olympics, you take out the highest and the lowest para you get the average.
Okay.
Maybe that.
But isn't that okay?
I know.
That's good
what
for
if
you.
What if you're the highest?
Oh.
Why would they cancel out your grade?
No, I mean, it's good for the whole class.
For the whole class. Oh, medyo weird yun.
Yeah.
Okay, Jubeth Leasing says, yung mga, marami kasi kami teacher na may ceiling, merong grade ceiling.
There's a grade ceiling?
Yung parang, di ba?
They won't allow you to go past it?
I've know of at least one teacher in UP. Like, the highest she will give is 1 to 5. Because she doesn't think anyone deserves a 1. Regardless of your score.
That's weird.
Then it shouldn't be an option.
Yeah.
Exactly. So for her, that's her ceiling, 1 to 5. That's
but what if you really ceiling. Perfected each and every single test
well,
that she
threw
at you?
Well, she has this thing that na parang only the most exceptional will get 1. But nobody ever is.
Actually, ang hirap kasi sa UP.
Mga ganun sila. Mm.
magbevent ako. Pero okay. Kasi some of the teachers... are very, parang they want to show students that they're smarter than them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Parang no, you can't perfect it because you don't know anything. Parang,
right,
you're never good enough.
Yeah, tsaka parang they're the smart one.
Yeah,
actually, not only in UP, some professors
are really like that. I think.
I remember we had this professor who was a doctor, and he was like, "Ugh, as in literally, this was his opening speech to the class." Na parang. Don't get on my bad side because if you do, I'll create a test for you guys that'll be so hard that you can't answer it. Like even my wife, who is a doctor, won't be able to answer it. Parang ganon na parang okay, sige, ikaw na yung doktor.
At saka ang hirap, the teacher
napaka
that I
big
know.
Big deal, eh. Parang
ano siya, like puro essay, so.
Pwede.
Kontrolado
niya. Yeah, kontrolado niya.
She really won't give you a 1, even if you deserved it.
Mm.
And Dine Girl says, my school sucks because proportion ng boys to girls, 1:3. Tapos sa boys, puro beki pa.
No choice.
No choice. And also, si Pinakapogi sent me an entry, pero I don't understand her. It's so...
Tanadel.
No, it's technical.
Are you ready for it?
No, it's technical kasi. The pretty girl's density... open parentheses, QT/M, tapos yung baligtad na V, 2, close parentheses, is low 0.493 hectares. Okay.
Does anybody have tissue? My nose is starting to bleed.
I know, exactly.
Eh.
I don't know if you see it, parang like, what? Is this even English?
What?
I don't get it.
Alam mo, kaya ako tumigil sa pag-aaral eh.
kaya
ayoko na eh. Tapos, napalik mo pa.
And also, Gandave says, our skirt has to be a certain length. If it's any longer, they make you sew it on the spot. Basta mali, shorter or longer.
Mm.
As in mag
yeah, parang I think above, a little below the knee, if I'm not mistaken.
A little below, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a standard. Parang masyadong sexy kung above the knee.
Not for Brent.
Ilona Banana says, ang mga teacher namin parang may tinatagong ruleta ng kapalaran which decides your grade. Parang it doesn't make sense. Di ba may teacher na gano'n? Parang,
yeah.
Huh? In, how come this person got so high and then this person got
right.
low?
It
in UP though, that's notorious. Certain professors are notorious for that na parang they just, they say na parang may dartboard lang daw tapos kung anong tamaan yeah, yun
urban
yung
urban legend
mo.
I don't know if it's true that they have a little ruleta or a dartboard. Supposedly that's how
saka
that's
yung what ano, your grade is. Cuatro o cuarto.
Yun totoo yun.
Totoo yun.
Totoo yun.
Totoo yun. That's not an urban legend.
Saka that teacher was
taken away.
Taken away. I mean taken out. Hey, according to Chai, as per DepEd, kids are not to be given homework during weekends. Bawal na.
Okay.
Oh, that's
oh
nice.
My God, why did that not happen during our time?
Like you can make them do homework on a weekday.
On a weekday,
but not
on a
weekend.
On the weekend.
That's
so
nice,
not
huh?
fair.
What do you think about it? It's okay, diba? On a weekday, total, it's school naman.
Uh-oh.
Dear schools that I went to, please give back the time that I spent.
Because remember, even teachers are learning how to educate better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they know everything.
Exactly. And parang give them that time to recharge din naman. Just like our brains, diba? When we sleep, it recharges. So for weekends, let them recharge.
Yeah, but I think also like our educational system is learning as well. You know, I think corporal punishment used to be allowed.
Yeah.
Pwedeng paluin yung mga estudyante. Ay, you can't do that.
Yung pinapaluhod sa munggo.
Oh, that was like the rule.
Mm-hmm. It was actually accepted.
Accepted yun. But now, no. Parang even our educational system is getting hopefully better.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to rules at least.
Madison Camille says, my school sucks because puro lahat ng cousins ko, schoolmates ko, hindi ka makabulakbol kasi alam ng buong pamilya mo yung
mga pinagagawa mo.
Hey, somebody's explaining the cancel the highest long test.
Oh, okay. Okay.
According to Gandave, it's usually cancel your lowest long test throughout the semester. So when you fail a long test, it can be canceled. But this professor cancels your highest long test kasi for him, baka sinaswerte ka lang daw.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Hey!
Wow.
What a teacher.
That's not fair.
Oh, what
that's
a teacher.
Hindi, dapat cancel highest and lowest.
Oh, yeah. Oh that's pareho. Oh. Right.
Para you get the median.
Yeah, the average of it or whatever.
Tsaka hindi ka lang, dapat if you're going
para to Olympics.
Yeah. Hmm. Tsaka kung if you're gonna argue na baka sinaswerte ka lang.
Baka minalas ka
baka
lang.
Baka minalas ka lang. Oh, you yes. have to give in to
tsaka
both.
Tsaka paano kung highest mo is bagsak pa rin? Ika-cancel niya pa rin yun.
Tsaka dapat marami yung long test if you're going to do that. Kasi kunyari, tatlo lang.
Sandali. Sa scenario mo, I don't think it matters. Paano kung highest niya, bagsak? Wala na.
Wala na, either way yun. Hindi, pero what if lang, di ba? Parang what if, kunwari, yung pinakamataas mo na is 74. Eh, sobrang proud ka na kasi at least malapit ka na tapos ka-cancel niya pa. Bad trip yun. Ako, mapipi ko na.
And, I only though for ano, only for public elementary schools. Yung no homework.
I suppose because it's government. Yeah. But private nga naman, you can set your own rules.
Right.
That's why, di ba yung mga, ano yan? Yung mga DepEd, CHED. Parang mga ganun. Parang you don't have to follow. Parang ganun.
Really?
Tama ba? Basta parang ganun. Some things, pag private ka, you have parang autonomy when it comes to your rules and regulations.
Right. Yeah, you can decide
yeah.
some of the things.
Kat Contreras says, kasi walang porn. Prom. Kasi walang prom sila. Yeah. So, that's weird. Parang every school should
okay
have
lang
a prom.
Na walang
prom. Prom. Prom is short for promenade.
Promenade.
Diba?
Promiscuity night.
No. Well.
Well, diba? If you think about it.
Diba? And also.
Oh, I would say prom is promenade.
Did you go to your prom?
Yes.
Did you go to your prom?
Yeah.
Did you have a date?
Yes.
Was he hot? Was he hot?
Was he hot? As in, ang tugtog pa namin, true, Spandau Ballet.
Oh, wow.
Not as retro.
Yes. But as an actual top hit pa siya. Kami Cupid eh, by 112.
Yun yung ano namin, pag yun na yung, pag tapos na yung mga new wave, tapos ano na,
yung pag slow dance
slow
na.
Slow dance na, yun na. At saka yung farewell ni Raymond Lovchenko.
What's farewell?
Farewell to you, my friend. We'll see each other again. Don't worry, cause it's not the end of everything.
Wow.
We may be miles away, but here is where your heart
that
will
was your
stay
prom song too?
Me. No.
Okay.
At saka ano? Darn.
King and Queen of Hearts?
Well, yeah, yeah. That too.
We're the king and queen of hearts.
At saka Got to Believe in Magic.
Oh, but yeah, that one was used as retro for our prom.
No, no. Ako nung tinutugtog pa siya sa radio.
Hindi pa retro yun.
Hindi pa sa retro.
Irene Cara.
Yung sa...
The
yung,
slow song.
Yung sa Rage, Carrie, yun ba yun?
Oh, no. Yung...
Diba there's an Irene Cara song that was used for like Carrie or something? Like,
it's driving me nuts. But anyway, yun. Ano pa yun? Sikat pa yun.
Fame, What a Feeling.
No.
Irene Cara prom song.
Slow song. Yung slow niya.
Wait.
Kasi I remember it. It's actually a nice song. And
Slow Down by Irene Cara.
No. Ay, nako, never mind.
Anyone Can See.
Anyone Can See. There. Oh my gosh.
Anyone can see.
Ay, parang mali.
Wait, what?
Ay, paano yan? Anyone can see what you mean to me.
Sintonado?
Oh, okay.
Wait, okay. Anyone Can See.
Anyone can see.
Okay, a prom is a ceremonious opening of a formal ball consisting of a grand march of all the guests.
So prom is the word.
That's one meaning. There are so many. A place for strolling. But for the prom that we know, that's what it means.
Okay, not short for promenade.
No, short for promenade.
Is.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay.
If I could.
Gosh, para ako na
para school. Ako, para ako naglalakad sa bank.
Di ba?
Alam mo yun, when you walk into a bank.
Next.
Bumabata ulit si Chico. Nafe-feel niya yung kabataan niya bumabalik.
Diba? Oh my gosh. Anyway. All right, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, My School Sucks Because, comes from Kina Gonzalez.
Kina says,
meron kaming subject, believe it or not, called Growing Old Alone But Happy.
Bakit?
That's horrible. That is the weirdest subject I have
Why?
Ever heard.
Why? That doesn't make sense.
No, not at all.
Why would you teach? I mean, it's a good skill, but as a subject?
Why?
It does not make sense at all.
Oh, weird. That wow. is so weird.
So weird. Okay, so, if you want to join us for today, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, My School Sucks Because, just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My School Sucks Because.
The Morning Rush. Chico. Delamar. Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush
Top 10. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Thank you to OMGN for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, My School Sucks Because. Kittridge says, ang field trip kung hindi pagawaan ng pencil na yung Pilipino. Pero baka natin.
But I think that works for everyone.
Maybe that was before. Because na yung Pilipino, I don't think.
Ah, wala na. It's closed na, diba?
Yeah. Either that or wala na pumupunta.
I think it's closed na.
Is it?
I think they closed it down.
Mm. Just tell Filipino. Us if you know.
Alam yeah. ko, di ba parang de-refurbish.
Did they?
I think.
Tsaka, if I'm not mistaken, there was an event that would have us go there.
Because I remember when I climbed Pinatubo before, or Pinatubo ba yun, or Mount Apo or something, puro Yossi yung nandun yeah. sa gitna.
Mayon yun.
Mayon volcano perfect pala.
And it's ano ah, it looks so small, pero pag kinlime mo na siya,
it's actually
like,
quite high,
wow,
yeah.
This is pretty high, nakakalula siya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uod says, colorblind yung art teacher namin. Bagsak kaming lahat sa color wheel. It's because it's the teacher who's colorblind.
And how do you tell your art teacher?
Diba?
Oh, here, just an update on Nayong Pilipino. Emmy Ling San says, it was supposed to be moved somewhere in Makapagal. But it didn't happen, so it's closed. Now, Dever Amazing is also just saying they moved it to Clark.
Oh.
Pero nagkaroon na... Oh, here. LS Dominique naman is saying, yung Nayong Pilipino nasa Pampanga na, which is Clark, pero magkakaroon na rin yata sa may Asiana Boulevard.
It's a good idea,
yeah.
But It gives you miniature versions
of the wonders
popular
of
popular tourist spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually cute. Kailang execution eh.
Parang yeah. It's a crash course in Philippine yes. ano, geography.
Pero if done wrong, it would look tacky.
Yeah.
Those yucky ano. Pero if done right, like I remember, highlight yung Mayon. Kasi it wasn't a small Mayon. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
So, alam mo yun, parang wow.
Right.
It's a mini Mayon. So alam mo yun, parang...
Sana the rice terrace is also sana like nice, that so. Then, yeah. Well, hopefully.
Like, underground river.
The underground river.
In Palawan, since it is...
Pero ang hirap na win nun.
They had an actual underground river.
But if they had it, I mean, it would be so great.
It would be nice. Would I mean, nice. Not that you will go and you know, ride a boat.
Yeah.
Pero parang... Parang cross-section... Parang if you sliced it open, how yeah, it would look and like then or parang, something. I don't know.
Parang small, like, little toy boats would go inside.
Or fake. Oh. Like in Bisna River, para siyang tunnel lang. And parang, parang yeah. You just see the, I don't know, the cave or something. Tapos you paint the
ground.
Walkway blue, para kunyari water. Alam mo yun, right. Yeah, there's a way naman around it. Astro Boy says, my school sucks because konting public issue lang, rally agad. Minsan lang parang OA na.
Dalawa lang yan eh. Either that's UP or PUP.
PUP, yeah.
Hmm.
Adonis Mabangis says, yung spicy-smelling classmates, sila lagi ang seated in front of the aircon.
Spicy-smelling talaga.
Mm.
And it's so graphic because you know what they're talking about.
You know what that smell is.
Spicy-smelling classmates.
Tonyo Marcopio says, ever since, taon-taon may binibentang Red Cross raffle ticket. Pero never pa kaming nakarinig ng announcement ng winner.
Hmm.
Bad yun, ah. Dapat yun ina-announce.
Yeah.
Like, even if hindi kayo nanalo,
just
at least
within
may
the school.
Announcement na may nanalo.
Is it just within
I
the
think,
school?
I think.
Wow, luto yun.
Luto yun.
Oo.
Mash Plutonium says, my school sucks because si ma'am may bigote. Nakakawalang gana. Hayaan nyo na si ma'am.
Pero you know what? In all boys schools, kawawa yung teachers. Especially like, if may itsura ka na girl teacher. Oh my God. The...
Parang
you know,
piranhas.
What goes on behind you.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's a pack. And I mean, obviously, this is like, you know, a group of guys who are, you know, going through like puberty. So parang it's all like pumped up testosterone.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, sama-sama pa. So kawawa talaga.
It's
as in,
like a wounded rabbit wading into
yung mga manyak talaga naglalabasan. And it's crazy. Crazy.
And Gigi says, if I lost my ID, I'll have to pay 1,050.
What?
Yeah.
That's 1,050 for a lost ID?
Yes.
Why don't that's too much?
That's too
yeah.
much.
Even if you have like one of those IDs na may parang circuit chip to let you inside to the school. Alam mo yun, di ba parang ganun eh. Na parang
right.
The proximity card thing.
It yeah. still doesn't cost
I think
that much.
At most, that should be like 500 pesos.
Yeah. Sobra yun. Kina Gonzalez says, our cafeteria doesn't accept credit cards.
Wow. Sorry, yeah.
That's a problem. I don't carry icky cash anymore.
Nah.
Parang saucy problem din yan, eh.
Oh, diba? Okay.
Ink for Blood says, may libre ngang internet. Block naman yung mga websites na...
Ano mong gusto mo?
But there's a way around it.
What do you want?
Stick to Google and Yahoo. Call Me Jap says, katabi yung school namin ng sementeryo. So dinig na dinig mo talaga yung musiko kapag may nililibing. And it's creepy.
Yeah, it's yeah. way creepy.
I always find that the stuff of nightmares. And the top, my school sucks because comes from Dwayne B.
Dwayne says,
nung JS prom, pinapabura ng advisor ko ang Mac Foundation ko. Boo!
What?
Why?
Pinapabura ng advisor ko yung Mac Foundation ko. Si Dwayne B. Lalaki siya.
Ah, oo nga pala.
Pinapabura?
Pinapabura.
Ah, pinapabura? Erase. Akala ko pinapabura.
Hindi. Pinapabura.
Si Dwayne B pala.
Dwayne B. Ganda-ganda
no
pa naman ang pagkakalagay.
Ganda-ganda na pag... Tapos Mac pa. So, diba? Syempre gumastos pa siya doon.
Mahal
diba?
Yun.
Oh.
So, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, my school sucks because. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my school sucks because.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The morning rush.
Good morning. Final news bit here on the morning rush. My name is Del. Wow, this is revealing. A Kendall and Kylie Jenner interview with Glamour magazine revealed a little bit of how they feel about the Kardashian name. The two teens have turned reality TV appearances into fashion careers, from modeling to designing. That said, they like to keep it simple when it comes to makeup. Kendall says, quote, "I think a natural look is prettier. I rarely wear makeup, but we always wear sunscreen on our faces." As for Kylie's fashion, she says, quote, "I love leather pants. I'm obsessed with leather right now," unquote. Now, thanks to their young exposure to fame, the two have difficulty remembering a normal life. Kendall says, quote, "We appreciate everything that we have, but we don't remember what it's like to be normal kids who aren't harassed by the paparazzi. I hate that. We're underage girls. I don't want to be followed by random men I don't know. It can also be hard to deal with other kids who are jealous or mean. I can't post a picture on Instagram without being criticized," unquote. Kylie, however, saw the positive side, saying their family is closer because of the show, and when they get older, they'll have memories on tape. And if those memories hadn't been filmed, well, she wouldn't remember them. Will the K-name daughters be taking the Kardashian last name? That's doubtful. As they say, and I quote, "We're full-throttle Jenners. We don't have any desire to be Kardashians."
Ooh.
That's what Kendall says. And Kylie was quick to add, "All that matters is that we're family."
Oh, but so...
But I understand. I understand because...
It's easy to confuse. Because they're all sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, you know,
and they look similar.
And maybe if you get that all the time, like, "Hey, oh, you're a Kardashian." It's like, no.
I'm a Jenner.
I'm a Jenner.
Because remember, it's the mom that is
that
common.
They share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Kris Jenner, and former husband, her late husband is the lawyer,
mm-hmm.
Kardashian, but her now husband is Bruce Jenner, former athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Olympian.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when you call them to Kylie and Kendall, they are not
Kardashians. They have no Kardashian blood.
Yeah, and to them, who's that guy? Yeah, the stepdad, the father of their stepsisters.
Yes.
And both men have big names.
Or half-sisters.
I mean, half-sisters. Plus, they have big names. Mm-hmm. The two men in Kris Jenner's life.
Yeah.
You know, one is well-known in the legal world. The other one in sports.
So how many Kardashians are there?
There are four.
And then how many Jenners?
Two.
Who was here for like a
Kendall
brand?
Mm-hmm. And Rob.
So one Jenner, one Kardashian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a representative from each side.
Oh. Okay.
But wow.
But
to
it's
say,
like, we're not Kardashians.
We're full throttled Jenners. Because the truth of the matter is that in the show, it's called the Kardashians.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're there.
Right. And where's the Jenners?
Well, obviously, it's because it's about the Kardashians, not really.
Because they were too young at the time that the show started.
It's
so
the 3Ks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the Kardashians. It's, and they were the ones who had, like, you know, all these, the clothing shops.
Technically, they're all Jenners because the head of the family is a Jenner.
Is now,
So, you know, I mean, but yeah. I guess it's just annoying when people call you a Kardashian when you're not.
And it's nice that it's being pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time that people understand that they're not Kardashians.
Yeah.
Except that your sisters are so big.
So famous.
So famous. Anyway, that is the final news update here on The Morning Rush. But no need to fret. There is more news.
Yes.
Coming your way on Live Wires, which starts at 10 with Rico Robles right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today, courtesy of OMGN. The Top 10 ways to complete the statement, "My school sucks because..." And from AK Bond, "May bading kami na professor na pag di ka sumamang mag-swimming, ibabagsak kanya."
What?
If you can prove it, that can be like,
yeah.
He could be taken out. He can be fired.
Among other things.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sue them.
Ranzel says, "We're going to have our graduation ball in school."
What?
That is so corny.
Well, actually, that happened to
too. It's so corny.
For one school, at least, surprisingly enough, apparently they always have it in school. And the school, parang if you're not from there, you would always think that they'd have like so much budget to like go somewhere else or whatever.
Siguro if your school is really nice and there's like a But I mean, if the grounds are big and they dress it up,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind.
But it's a garden, so it's hard for the heels though.
Hindi, I mean, if kasi like in those weddings, diba, they have parquet floorings that they put.
Oh yeah.
So that you don't have to be.
Or in the States, they have it in gymnasiums.
Yeah, yeah. In their gyms. Mm.
Elliot girl says, bawal kang umuwi pag wala kang sundo unless nasa ID mo na commuter ka. But I think that's actually good.
I think that's for safety, eh.
It's for safety. I mean, and they don't want people escaping. Yeah. Sabi nila, hindi dumating yung sundo ko, pero yung pala, you know.
Pagmamalling.
Yeah, pagmamalling.
Geeky JM says, because there was a HEPA outbreak, which was caused by a dead rat found in the water filtration.
Ew!
They were drinking the water.
Oh my gosh, that is sick.
That is gross. Mr. Hall says, my school sucks because yung mga shower stalls ng guys may wall in between.
Oh, that's so sad.
Or sana glass na lang.
Diba?
May partition pero glass.
Kasi ka smoke.
Nakakapikon.
In one gym.
Ano?
Yeah. Nagulat ako na parang why are the partitions translucent? I mean, you don't see anything pero you see the figure.
Washing.
You don't see anything. But
I guess it's also for teachers, so they know that nothing is going on inside.
No, in a gym.
Yeah.
No, in a gym, like a gym.
Oh, like a,
workout gym. Oh. Gym. So, why is this kind of like translucent? Why can't they just make it?
Okay? Para may teaser. Para may teaser.
You see them, but you don't.
You see the silhouette moving.
There you go.
And washing.
The silhouette.
Taking off
That's
the clothes.
So sexy.
Steam rising off of
pero no, gross.
Tapos pag it's translucent enough na pag kunyari hinawakan mo yung wall, yun, clear na makikita mo na ng kapilang side. Pag nakadikit.
Kailangan smoked. The glass has to be smoked so you never see anything.
Actually, ano siya? Well, yeah, smoked at saka yung wavy, what do you call that? Yung parang hindi siya even, so... Mm-hmm. We won't see anything.
Actually, you know what I found out? Like in malls, if you go to the restroom and their tiling is shiny, you'll actually see the other girl.
Yeah.
The reflection.
I mean, yeah.
Grabe, parang, oh, I don't want that.
Yikes.
No, but you'd really have to be close. You have to be really close to the person.
But remember, girls have to sit and most of us squat.
All
so
right,
our faces are maybe about 15 inches away from the floor.
Right.
Maybe more.
Well, another thing, wala lang, not bathroom related. But you know those escalators? Na some of them have mirrors on the bottom of the escalator and then there's another escalator right below it.
Mm.
So you can see the reflection.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Lala, be mindful. And those stairs na may butas-butas.
Oo nga.
Dami nag-aabang sa ilalim nun.
Ilad Villanueva says, kurakot daw yung class treasurer namin. Teka, ako yung class treasurer for 4 years.
Oh no, but this is actually, this is pretty rampant.
Yeah.
Yung mga classroom fund na nawawala-wala bigla.
Yeah.
Huh? Parang weird nun. Kasi, wow, they start so young.
They start so young. And also,
yeah, when else when you start?
That's the best place to start. It's cool. Kittredge says, kasi nung JS prom, yung mga Becky nasa isang corner lang magkakasamang sumasayaw.
Aww.
Because it's supposed to be boy-girl. Mm. I mean, it's not like a hard, fast rule, but you know.
Well, can't they have their own dates?
Yeah, pero alam mo yun, parang arriskado ka eh. Parang you're so young pa eh. So,
right. Mm. And then, what if Catholic school?
Exactly. Yeah. Ayun, I'm sure, bawal yun pag gano'n.
Even Christian schools, they won't allow
They won't allow it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'd allow it in a public school.
Even in the US, remember the big whole thing na parang there's this lesbian who was voted prom king, tas hindi siya pinayagan. Or this gay kid.
Yeah.
Who wanted to have a male date and hindi siya pinayagan. So that sort of thing. And it becomes like a big debate as to what is allowed and what isn't. Kasi nandun ka sa cusp eh,
right.
Where half would probably think it's okay and the other half would say it isn't. So it's always difficult pag in transition. And Miss Christie says, wala kaming class cards for public viewing lahat ng grades. So like they're all posted.
So they're all posted. So, but that's supposed to be confidential.
I don't know if there's such a thing. It's grades? Supposed to be confidential.
Because I know even in UP before, some of the grades are posted.
Yeah. Meron ganun eh. So I don't know if it's a general rule that grades are supposed to be.
Alam ko, it's supposed to be confidential. Like,
kasi like,
kunyari
exam scores.
That's public embarrassment eh.
People, I know a lot of teachers who just announce it.
Oo, yeah.
Minsan highest to lowest pa ngayon pagbigay nung ano eh. So,
it's true.
Kittredge says, nung high school, instead na ako yung star cheerleader, ako yung pinagbuhat ng mga girls. Unika Baldita says, kalagitnaan ng klase, may mga nag-iikot na mga aktivista with their megaphones. D plus Wayne says, may teacher kami. Nagma-magic tricks lang tuwing meeting. Tapos may grade pa kami at the end.
What?
Yeah, what a weird way.
What a waste of money and time.
OMGN says, sa amin, sa isang class, 1 yema equals 1 point.
Marami talagang ganun,
literally,
no?
Literally, 1 yema, 1 point. So pag bumili ka ng 10 yemas.
Oh, the 10 points na agad.
Oh my goodness.
And,
sorry, si Ilad Villanueva was just saying, since he was the class treasurer before,
yeah,
he goes, just to be clear, hindi po ako naging kurakot during my 4-year term as treasurer. Yun lang. He just had to clear that up.
I'm usually presidente.
Oh.
Yeah, I was usually the president. I don't know how many
ako, I've been president, I've been treasurer, I've been secretary.
Ako, muse. Seryoso.
Talaga.
Muse.
Pretty.
You're
so
the prettiest
pretty.
Girl.
Tsaka the most...
You're the prettiest girl in the all-boys school.
The most ano na. Kasi walang... Diba dapat muse and escort? Walang escort eh. So parang yung muse was a dude.
Was the prettiest dude.
Mm.
Tapos, at least prettiest ka pa rin.
Naging ano, sergeant at arms. And I'm so happy because it was such a manly role. Like, sergeant.
Sergeant.
And muse. Dine Girl says, kailangan nakasando pa sa loob ng uniform ng guys. So, hindi mo talaga maaninag yung body shape nila.
Okay.
And one more, bawal magtanggal ng shirt ang guys pag nagbabasketball.
Huh?
Corny.
That's weird.
Siguro kasi co-ed.
Okay.
Pag co-ed siguro, girl, yeah. So, siyempre pag ano, baka masyadong harmony yung...
Pero kung all boys.
Kung all boys, no problem. Pero
kahit pag, shorts din natanggal.
Siyempre, di ba, the girls might makabiglang mag...
Magwala.
Mag-puberty sila bigla.
Bigla mag-estrus.
Diba? And the top. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, my school sucks because, comes from Jelly Shosa.
Jelly Shosa says,
marami sa amin PhD. Past high school with difficulty. PhD! Past high school with difficulty. Yun ang PhD.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so one final batch of the top 10 ways to complete the statement. My school sucks because. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag My School Sucks Because.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final batch of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, my school sucks because. Starting off with I'm this dunce nerd. Sa gymnasium lang ginawa ang JS prom namin. At cheeseburger at orange juice na naka-tetra pack lang ang drink.
Oh my gosh! That's horrible!
Parang recess lang.
I mean, the gym part,
parang
I understand.
Okay lang.
Yeah, but
okay
the tetra packs and the... Oh, yeah.
Tsaka sana man lang like punch.
Pinakater man lang sana.
Diba?
What they scrimped on with the venue.
Baka walang budget din.
What they scrimped on with a venue, sana nilagay na lang sa food.
Sa food.
Decor. Yeah.
And Wandering Henry says, physics class comes after CAT. Yung wala ka ng energy to think.
That's so weird because usually CAT is the last.
Kami nga Saturday.
It's at the end of the day.
So you have to go to school another
day? Oh, that sucks for you.
Another day. No, pero for me, parang at least hindi siya kasama ng school.
Hindi ako Wednesday afternoon kasi kami nun.
Ah, talaga ako. I don't want it together with everything else.
With everything else. Sa amin kasi all of the difficult subjects are done first half of the day. before recess. Diba there are two classes before recess?
Mm-hmm.
All, like, everything difficult because that's when your mind is more, you know, it's still...
Alive.
Alive. So, like physics, biology, mm-hmm. all of those sa amin kasi before recess.
Tapos puro petics na after lunch because it's siesta time.
And you really slow down eh.
Right.
Actually, that makes sense because scientifically they said talaga that your body is just, you just feel lower after lunch. There's really like a thing that happens.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I lost it. Agent Mon says, they sell toys inside the school. Pero pag nakita ka naman ng teacher, iko-confiscate.
Huh?
So malabo yun.
That is kind of weird.
Why would you sell it if it's not allowed?
Especially if it's inside the school.
Yeah. And Jagger G says, I have a prof, mahilig sa red lipstick. Once, pag nasa front ka, puro red dots yung uniform.
Kasi tumatal sa kilaway niya.
Ew.
LPJR says, when it rains, walang baha sa first floor, pero baha sa sixth floor.
Why?
I don't know how that happens.
Baka there's
baka
something wrong with the drainage.
May leak
yeah.
or something, yeah. And Chuvlet says, may subject pa kami na typing. Not even typing with a computer. Pero yung Jurassic typewriters na naiipit yung fingers mo.
Sa PSBA, in college, we had
wow.
this.
Parang, why would you practice on a typewriter when there are no more typewriters?
We were asking the same question. Pero intense, huh? It was difficult.
It's difficult.
Because they would blindfold us, put a piece of paper above our hands so we really couldn't see the paper.
The paper.
I mean, the keys.
Because it doesn't make sense anymore. You want to teach kids because...
it's something typing, that's still relevant.
Yeah, typing is not that relevant.
Yeah.
On a typewriter.
On a typewriter, yeah.
That's not their what their world will be like when they go out.
Actually,
there.
No, you can practice on a drawing.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, because yeah. it's so easy to press in at like the typewriter. Ken Carot says, 4 floors yung building namin, walang elevator.
There's a mandated elevator law, I think, that if it's 5 floors above, you have to have an elevator.
Tama, kasi with that, like where I used to live, near the South Luzon Expressway,
mm-hmm.
4 stories, merong elevator pero maliit.
Yeah.
So it people really.
Baliwala din.
Yeah.
Pero people really use the stairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They only use the elevator for, let's say, they're bringing laundry.
Right. In UANP, they didn't have an elevator for the fourth because there was a building that only had 4 floors.
Mm.
No elevator.
But I guess they think 4 floors is okay.
It's yeah. okay. You can still go
you
up.
You can still go up.
Fortunato says, Buwan-buwan, may fire drill. Wala naman sunog.
Parang ginusto mo pang magkasunog.
Okay. Shai Kulasa says, yung prof namin na laging missing in action, ang hilig magbigay ng incomplete, ang kapal ng mukha.
Mm. Siya yung wala, no?
Siya yung laging absent. Fishmark says, Jagger G says, yung big field namin binubungkal, tapos tatanan ulit ng Carabao grass. Kung ano yung pinalitan. Masabing may project lang. Sometimes you don't understand why.
Why? Oo nga, no?
And Fishmark says, my school sucks because laging may pasok.
Oo nga naman.
Di ba nakakaasar? And also from Fishmark, my school sucks because may pasok pag Monday.
Kasi UP wala eh.
Ah, now?
Di ba yeah. Wednesday ang UP?
Wala na. They changed it. Monday changed na. It.
Oh, it's Monday. So parang long weekend. Wow.
Sarap, di ba?
Sarap, ha?
How could they do that now? And not back then. Pero although I really loved it.
I loved it ng Wednesday.
Kasi feeling mo, you just have to go to school for 2 days.
Two days lang. Ako, I actually enjoy it. Parang weekend, 2 days.
Tapos,
break, 2 days.
Two
weekend.
Days.
I actually loved it. But kaya lang, I loved college so much. I'd still go to school on a Wednesday.
Mm. Well,
just to hang out with friends.
Iba kasi yung...
Ansaya eh.
Yeah, iba kasi pag college.
At saka you don't mind going to school.
Not
if,
at all.
If you're not studying.
For social, diba? For social.
You just go there for the classmates, for your barkada, for your...
For inuman.
Mm. No, for I would never go there for
sus!
Inuman.
Sus!
Actually, a dami inuman sa UP. Ah.
Dami nga. There's this house inuman.
We would never do that inside the campus.
Never.
Why do I not believe you?
And the top reason why... Top 10 ways to... And the top way to complete the statement, my school sucks because, comes from Baba Bambin.
Baba Bambin says...
Ang lakas ng pressure sumali sa sorority. Eh, all boys school kami.
Wow.
Ang labo nun, ah. Ang hirap nun. Yung may pressure ka to join a sorority.
Medyo weird nga naman yun.
Tama.
So what about us?
Ako, I'll go first. And my brother texted this around 7 o'clock. And it has to be the thing that all the people who go to Christian Academy of Manila say.
Mm-hmm.
What suck? My school sucks because nobody knows who we are.
What school are you from?
Exactly. Tapos huling-huling mo yung nagpapabida. Oh, I know that school. No, you don't.
Where is your school?
It's in Nagtahan. It's in Manila, near the bridge.
Where's Nagtahan?
In Manila, in front of Irist. Irist is another, but I think Irist is at... Is it a public school?
You know, I've only heard of that school very recently.
Irist? I've never Irist heard of these. I've never heard of both schools.
Yeah. I've heard of Irist very recently because I think we announced something and I was perhaps, like, oh, Irist.
Like, that's our plight. Like, I have how many friends?
Mm-hmm.
Two friends who went to UP.
Right.
So one section is what, 20?
Okay.
How many friends do I have? I have two friends.
I have two friends.
No, in a section, in a level,
yeah,
there's only one section.
Oh, wow.
One section,
it's a really small school then.
It's so small. It's like 20, 25 students.
Right.
So three of us went to UP.
Okay.
And all three of us say exactly the same thing.
We're nobody like, knows where you're from,
yeah,
like what school it is.
You know how awkward it is when you're a freshman and everyone starts to introduce themselves and say, oh, yeah, I'm from Ateneo. Oh, I'm from Assumption. I'm from ganyan, ganyan.
Yeah.
And, oh, I'm from Christian Academy of Manila.
And everyone's like, where's that?
Where's that? In Manila.
Yung Christian Academy dun.
Okay, well, what about you?
You can go first if you have one.
Our school, well, my school sucks. Because we have what do you talk about? High school or college?
More
high
school. No?
Well, I have a sucky situation for all of my schools. No, because I went to several schools. I went to, like...
Oh, the one that you think is the worst. Para you have an answer. Kasi, my school sucks because... That's the annoying.
You want the funny answer or the serious answer?
Siguro just an answer.
Okay, never mind. No, okay, I'll just go with a not so deep, not so traumatic experience school. My school sucks because we had this yellow line that you couldn't eat past it. Parang you'd be confined.
May kinalaman pa rin sa pagkain.
Sa food pa rin.
No, you'd be confined to like just this area that you can't eat at. Na parang outside of that yellow line, pag nahuli ka,
you can't.
Oo. Parang may punishment.
Merong zoning.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Eh, what's the rationale? Because there has to
they
be
they didn't want litter, like, anywhere else.
Ah, okay.
Kasi parang there were mango trees. And in the mango trees, yun yung tambayan namin. Mango trees and the bleachers. And the bleachers and the mango trees were outside of the yellow line.
Mm.
So we'd have to eat quickly.
And then go to your tambayan.
Kasi kung hindi kami mauna doon, baka unahan kami ng ibang tao sa tambayan namin.
Right.
But eventually, when we were in fourth year na, people just knew
that it was yours.
That it was our tambayan. And there was this one freshman student who made the mistake of sitting in our tambayan.
And you made him what?
No naman. Kasi parang yung group nila. And then there was this one gap lang. One space enough for just one person to sit down on. I sat on that gap and then everybody just knew that, oh, it's their territory because they're fourth year. So they started moving away.
Nox. Ako siguro yung school ko na before LSGH. I studied there until grade 1 lang.
Okay. Can we say the name?
No, don't.
I almost blurted it
wag
out.
Wag na.
Is it kilala?
No, not really. Not really. But what I hated about it was that, don't get me wrong, I loved as a kid, I really loved Sustagen.
Mm.
But it was the only drink you can get.
Oh, there's nothing else that they
offer?
There's
nothing
really?
Else. Tapos at the start of the school year, parang you buy mga chit. Mm. You don't pay with money inside.
Yeah.
You're given little like plastic laminated whatever.
Right.
And then you give one and they'll give you a glass.
Yeah, it's
I mean, I loved it.
Equivalent parang, to money.
Can you imagine like an entire year?
Yeah.
As long as you're in school, you can only drink one beverage. It doesn't have to be that. It could be any drink.
Yeah.
Pero kung isang choice lang, it drove me nuts.
Alam
I wanted to drink something else.
Actually, okay lang kung water.
Yeah.
But if it's a specific type of drink, tas isa lang, tas
tapos
yun lang.
Tapos may libre. Pag recess, they always give you a sandwich and I forgot what instant or concentrated juice drink.
Mm.
Tapos yun, you have Sustagen for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Tapos pag magsasampling yung susta dyan, kasi sa amin parate yun eh. We would always get
pero
yung mga sampling.
That's our high day.
Yeah, kami rin eh. Na para, oh my God, it's Susie and Jeno.
Yeah.
Wala pa yata si Susie and Jeno.
Hindi pa sila ginawa.
Oh, eh. Pero, okay. Yeah, I mean, di ba parang...
Yung batchmates niya na yung nakaisip nun.
Parang you'd want something, ano rin naman.
Variety.
Imagine mo, an entire year, you're drinking the same thing. Pero anyway, okay. All right, so thank you guys for joining us.
You invite them later this evening.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
I'll be joining Hazel and Karen for Wild and Wicked. Because I won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
so,
he's leaving us.
I'll be ditching.
Actually,
the show.
You both always leave me.
I don't leave. I'm right here. I'm gonna be here tomorrow.
Why won't you leave?
Oh, fine. I'll come up with like a random sickness.
So then
I'm gonna take that to heart. Tomorrow when I wake up, I'll remember Adele didn't want me to be there. So I'll just be like...
I know. Anyway, tonight, no?
Tonight.
7 o'clock.
I'm excited because we rarely board in the evening.
And so. I bet you he's gonna say good morning.
Well, no, that was our shtick when we switched with in the evening one time.
Yeah,
I counted how many times he said good morning.
Right,
pero I'm scared to join the girls because parang I'm so wholesome. Eh.
Oh my, they're kind of ano, eh.
they're
kind
on the
of
naughty
edgy.
Side. Yeah. Masyado silang naughty for me.
In the show, kasi we're so ano educational.
I'm used to the parang very. Very wholesome, very...
Parang talking about rainbows and butterflies
very
and sunshine.
Very deceitful.
Very full of lies.
So I don't know. I don't know how I will...
hypocritical.
How I will cope with the wickedness of the show.
The wildness.
The wildness.
And the wickedness.
Find out later. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Tune in at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, please.
We gotta go.
Wild.
Ano?
Wild and Wicked.
Simula na agad eh. Kakadating mo lang, binabago mo na agad yung pangalan ng show.
Actually, we're more worried for Hazel and Karen.
I know, right? No, right? Tomorrow, you can look forward to a very wholesome show.
Ay, tumigil kayo.
Malay
I'm sure mas madumi yan pag
no.
Sa bagay, nandyan naman si Del.
Oo nga.
So, mas dudumi. Baka mas dumumi yung...
I almost said a bad word. We gotta see you tomorrow. Bye, guys!
Bye!